This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Griplock, Foundation Disc Golf Weekly Podcast. I'm Hunter, joined as always by Trevor and Connor.
Hit them with it.
Decent bit to talk through this episode.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's off season, so some of it's just going to be, you know, just bowling with the boys. Oh. But there is some movement going on. There's also some rumored movement. And we also got a little update on the dog situation from Lone Star. So a lot of stuff you want to talk through. But first, we're going to hit it with a Patreon question of the week.
Come on, Hunt.
This comes from patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf, where you can actually become a free member if you want to get a little taste and see what we got going on over there. But
it's totally worth it, guys. It's awesome.
This question comes from our weekly podcast over there called The Mailbag, which is basically we answer a bunch of questions. Every question that gets asked, we answer to the best of our ability each and every week. There's also bonus videos. There's unboxings. You get early access to disc drops. You get discount codes.
Behind the scenes pictures.
Yes, you get access to the Heiser Club store, which recently we had a mustard yellow shirt drop in honor of Connor breaking 86 over there. So
come on.
A lot of fun stuff going down. Be sure to check that out. Again, it's patreon.com/foundationdiscgolf. But this
is
week's
behind
question,
the scenes vlog. Is that also on there? Where does that go?
Yep, that's okay. Also on Patreon. Cool. Mm-hmm. This question comes from Nate McLean. And he
Nate?
Who is one player you're most confident will get their first Pro Tour win next season?
Anthony Barella.
Hunter and I agreed on this one.
That's a great answer. I'm changing mine.
Oh,
sorry.
I'll take it then.
We were trying to think through.
AB was in contention so much. Like,
we were trying to think through who hadn't had one. Connor and I landed on Alden Harris because we said silver event win doesn't
really
count. I
would say Ezra has a better shot.
I like Alden and AB.
Because Ezra would finish higher in the standings than Alden did, just a little bit.
Ezra Aderholt?
No.
Ezra Robinson. That's also a good one. I was thinking Ezra Aderholt.
There's a good crop.
I was like, well, the problem is Ezra Aderholt, they just took Las Vegas Challenge off the tour, and that might have been his only chance.
I think if there were betting odds, I think AB would have to be.
AB slipped my mind completely.
Well,
that's
Connor
definitely.
Connor has a vendetta.
Yeah, Connor does hate AB.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
It doesn't surprise me. It slipped his mind, but
when
that's a great answer.
Bright, he did not.
It makes sense as a player, yeah.
AB, man. Connor doesn't like you, but we love you. That's
somehow
matching hoodie boys. We love AB.
Why are you guys doing this right now?
Have we talked about
it? I don't know. It's off season grip lock. There's no rules.
I think this show is a little bigger than you think it is.
It bugs me, man. It bugs me.
I genuinely like AB.
Have we not talked about yet how we missed him on the grippy for biggest choke?
We have not addressed
that.
Because that really the biggest choke should be rewritten to us missing him.
I think we're going to have to write in another biggest choke award, and it was us missing AB as the biggest. Like, that was the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Sure.
It's the biggest up there.
That was so dumb.
Now, briefly, shortly after we recorded the podcast last week, Westside Discs dropped a pretty big announcement.
The curse is alive.
Matty O signed a 4-year extension with Westside. As of me planning this show, there had been no details about his contract release. I'll double check that again. But
may I please say?
You may say, please.
That video announcing it.
Controversial.
Is my favorite video that's ever been attached to disc golf.
I'll pick a side.
That video was so good. It was well produced. It was hilarious.
If you do think about it, it doesn't quite make sense. Like, why was Westside holding him hostage and then they released him back to their team?
It was just fun.
Yeah, I don't really care.
It was just fun.
The storyline didn't make sense.
It was a comedy. It was like a skit.
No, I agree. It was very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Westside.
And it was a good, like, build the suspense,
reveal
player.
If you rip a
bag
off of Matty O's head and he's like, he's just like, I'm always in.
Now that I
think
about it, Matty O always looks like he just had a bag ripped off his head.
It does.
I'm imagining Westside was not expecting there to be any pushback, and there wasn't much pushback at all.
It was hilarious.
But
it was such a funny video. It made me laugh, made me excited. I was like, I didn't know I cared this much about this, but it's hilarious.
I'm pretty pumped that we
Danny
got
Danny Lindahl was in there. Come on.
Dude, Danny Lindahl.
The Lindahl.
Well, shout out my boy
Lindahl.
Gabriel whatever. I don't remember his last name.
Wow.
Gabe.
Shout out my boy. I don't know his name.
I think his last name is like...
Shout out my boy,
it's
Connor.
It's like Alfredo Diaz or something.
Shoot, what's Connie's last name?
I didn't
name?
Want to say Alfredo because I don't...
I was about
no,
to
No, it's
make...
Serrano. What is it? No, it is. It's Gabriel Alfredo Diaz Serrano. Okay, I was actually on the right track. I know you, Gabe. He was my team manager.
Why
on...
didn't you want to say Alfredo?
Because I thought to myself, is that just me being silly? it's Alfredo, guys. Gabe was my team manager at Dynamic, and he was really cool, and he was the guy that was like the judge or whatever.
But Trevor, you're missing something. I said Danny Lindog.
Danny that is
dog.
Good.
He's got yeah. that Danny Lindog in him.
Yeah.
but yeah, so Matty O will be with Westside for 4 more years. Exciting, what man. Exactly that looks like, we don't know. We
Let's
don't know
play
the
a game.
Yep.
Let's play a game where it's how much money do you think they could... I'm going to keep going higher and higher, and you tell me stop whenever it's an amount that you think... this is for all 4 years of his contract, total value,
total value of
bonuses,
his contract, okay.
And you're going to tell me, not what you think, when I get to an amount that you're like, there's no way, even in the craziness of disc golf, even in like the contracts we've seen, that they would have given him that amount.
Okay.
So we'll start, what is this, 4 years, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000.
That's where I like to be.
700,000.
Yeah, that's I feel like I'm that's saying. Where I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think they paid him more than that.
600 is where I like to be. 700 is
if
right
I if I had to guess, if it would have been, if I had to guess, it's probably 4 years, 400,000 guaranteed with some bonuses.
I bet it's 4 years, half a mil. But I only say that because we had inklings as to what he was making before, and Matty O is like was already paid pretty well, and. I think that...
well, we know it can't be but so high or else they would have announced it.
I know this much. Good for Matty O because I know he's about to make really good money over the next few
well,
years.
Well, because Dickerson... Didn't they announce Dickerson's deal?
I think...
Like, you basically just have to look at the precedent and...
yeah.
Because I don't want to say Dickerson's deal in case I know it and I'm not supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to make sure they announced it.
It's cool we got a signing that early in the offseason. Obviously, anytime you see a...
Yeah, okay. $1 million over 4 years, Dickerson's.
Right.
So I feel like had it been at that point or higher, then Matt, it would have been announced. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it depends on... I think a lot of times the players have say, too. Like, Matty O just might be the type of guy who does not want... Like, that's not on brand for... Matty O's brand is not, I'm a wealthy disc golfer, even though he is, if he wasn't before, which I think he was pretty wealthy. Like, he's about to be. So, like, I think it's he would probably not even want that to go public, but sometimes not up to them either. It's cool that he got extended for 4 years. That's awesome because he's, you know, he's getting into the twilight of his career. He is getting up there in age, even though he's kind of hitting his stride right now.
I love Matty O.
I always like seeing a player move whenever we have a big free agent. Like, I would have loved to see Matty O move just because that's as the media people, that's what we like. But good for Westside to retain
their best
player.
Well, the tough part is Matty O's worth more if he moves. Every player, basically, who's Every been player. With a company for long enough is worth more if they move. Like, Eagle McMahon, worth a lot more if he leaves Discmania than if he stays
with
them.
Yeah, because you're getting a new disc with their name on it. You're
well, your Eagle fans
over.
Eagle fans will move and still buy the Eagle right. plastic, whereas, like... Mm-hmm. And you gain the fans who wouldn't buy Discmania
Matty O
plastic.
Is so cemented in Trilogy.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Yeah. Another signing was Casaplast re-signed Joseph Anderson.
He was Rookie of the Year candidate, wasn't he?
He is one of the Rookie of the Year nominees.
Things.
And his notable finishes this year, second at Kansas City Wide Open, 17th at Maple Hill, and 12th at USCGC. Solid rookie season overall. He had some finishes that weren't so great. But they signed him with a 2-year contract renewal for Casaplast. So, and I thought it was interesting. I screenshot because of the way they worded it. That Casaplast said, one of the most rewarding things about being a disc golf manufacturer is the opportunity to grow the movement by helping disc golf players become professional athletes and achieve their dreams. Casaplast is working hard with the new team build and to make it an extended family, an extension of the company, and force no one in the business can ignore. And a force no one in the business can ignore. But I just thought the first line was like interesting of like, I don't know, it's the right phrasing, but just like if you're Joseph Anderson, you hear like growing and pushing people like to become a professional yeah. athlete and you're like sitting there as like you just toured and like, I don't know. It just gave me a weird feeling.
Disc golf, you know.
But also Casaplast is now talking very dynamic-y now that they're on the backside of House of Discs.
Well, it's like, you know, right now it's like there's almost this tree, the trilogy tree, if you will, of like you feel like the Top Guns are really getting signed to Dynamic, and like you could consider Discmania part of that tree as well. Whereas like then you kind of funnel into Latitude, then you funnel in the West Side, and I feel like Castleplats, like where are they going to fall? Are they going to be able to get some of those people that go kind of that direction? Like who's going to end up making, who's making the financial decisions? You know, they're obviously all under House of Discs. And who is deciding, like, is it each individual brand and then do they have to ask House of Discs or is it their own finance? Like, I'd be really curious to know how that structure works and, like, how they, like, is it the type of thing where they're like, okay, here's a player we all want to target. Where do they fit best? Like, it's very interesting.
It is a weird one because I almost feel like from the outside looking in, Castoplast has always been, like, they're always, people throw them for their plastic. They've been historically more expensive, at least in the U.S., because for some reason,
that
even
import,
though,
man,
even though we get discs from Latitude from Sweden, I think Castoplast has always
that's
been in Sweden.
Go to Dynamic first.
But regardless, which now Castoplast will be distributed through Dynamic here recently, which is exciting for as a retailer, it's exciting. But Castoplast has always been like, you go there for the plastic. Like, that's the big draw. Their molds are good, the Berg's good, you know. The Cax is good. The Falk, like they have solid molds, but the big draw is their plastic.
Yeah, I would say one of their draws of the molds is that they have like different molds. They have a lot of unique. Like, people always talk about the Berg, which is obviously unique, but like all of their molds are just a little different.
It's
like they have a Cax. They're like one of their flagship things, like a 6-speed.
But so, it almost feels like you're. It's like in cars we see like Toyota and Lexus, right? And they're both turning them out from the same company, but you like market them different. And like the interior is different to where like a high end Toyota basically is a Lexus, a low end Lexus basically.
Sure.
But I wonder if Castoplast, like if House of Discs, they've got all of these companies now under them. You have Discmania, you have Trilogy, you have Castoplast. They're all churning out basically from the same machines at this point.
Yeah.
So plastic's all going to keep blending together more and more. It's like in their marketing, I wonder which company they're positioning where, which I think is where the team thing would come in. Because in my head, you could position Castoplast with the pricing and the preconceived thoughts of Castoplast as your like premier best plastic brand. But with the new Supreme plastic being used with all Trilogy,
yeah,
it's a weird line that like now that it's all under someone, I feel like they need to make the brand's identities be like more tiered. If that makes sense.
So do you think that they're still capable of having different plastics for each of those companies? Because
capable, yes.
Because they each come in with their own ratios of plastic blends and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, here's the problem.
I don't think it's happening, though.
I'm going to be straight with you.
Okay.
Most recent run of Castoplast, very Trilogy.
I think...
That's, like, the Cax was just a Lucid Cax.
I think when Discmania and Castoplast came in, and I think Discmania has kind of kept this, I think... Discmania came in and Trilogy said, okay, here are the plastics we have. Here's what we're willing to order. Find the blend that you like and make that your plastics. And so that's why I think that when you get a C-line, while it does feel Trilogy, it's like a specific blend of Trilogy. It's more of a Lucid
Ice. It's Lucid Ice,
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they basically chose a Lucid Ice or something very close to it as their C-line. And same with S-line. It might not be spot-on Fusion. Sometimes they come out being very spot-on Fusion. But it's pretty close. It might be Fusion. It might be the Fusion Ice or
Royal or whatever it's called.
It's not Royal.
It's not Royal.
Well, what's their special blend?
Their special blend
is
Royal.
Royal.
Okay. But okay. I think that's what's almost happening. It's like Trilogy has a menu, and they're like, okay, you can use any of the things we have for your blends. But like, this is what we've got. And I think Castoplast, when they first came in, you know, it took a while. But I think now, like the last one that came in, I was kind of like, yeah, that's.
Do you think that so I realize that like the Supreme discs and the Royal line and a lot of the Lucid Ice, all that stuff, they didn't start coming out those plastics till after they had bought Discmania.
Yeah.
So do you think
Lucid Ice I think was out.
I don't know if that's true.
But the Royal and Supreme
at least around the same
Royal
time.
And Supreme they didn't. Yeah.
So
don't know when they bought Discmania.
Well, yeah, but do you think that there's a possibility
they just bought Discmania last month?
Yeah, well, yeah. But do you think there's a possibility that they, what you're saying, Trevor, where they're like, oh, you can make your own blend or whatever, and they're like, well, this is too good. Like, we're going to put it in the rest of our companies, too.
No,
well,
because the Supreme...
didn't start with those. That's
Supreme, they have to make, like, special molds to use.
Okay.
Yeah, Discmania, the first thing we had in an S-line plastic was actually the first Cloudbreakers. and they were just dead on fusion plastic. Like, mm-hmm. just, I had one and they were spot on, which was fine. But that's just it, nowadays it took, because now if you get a Cloudbreaker, I believe they are using the Royal or Supreme line. So like originally they didn't have that. I don't know. And it's, yeah, it's weird because, and it's weird too, because like when I talked to Discmania, like a year ago, before they were bought, before they were like even switching over their main, no, this is when they had just switched over. Like they were still talking a ton about innovating plastic and like experimenting with different things and like different materials. And it's just like, yeah, I wonder what happens to that when you get absorbed like this. And it's kind of like, well, I feel like all that stuff at the very top is not really up to you anymore.
Well, because the weird thing is, let's say that Latitude 64, right, who is the manufacturer, they've always been the biggest disc golf manufacturer. Mm-hmm. Well, not always, but for a long time, they've been the biggest disc golf manufacturer.
Yeah.
They're now the factory that's churning all this stuff out, right? Even Discmania bought, allegedly, Latitude 64 machines when they moved in next door to them when they were still separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Latitude is, like, the guys. So let's say they come up with the next version of Supreme or Royal Line plastic. They come up with the Lucid version of Supreme plastic, right? If you're House of Discs, what do you do with that? You know what I'm saying? Because like right now it feels like, oh, we have it. We can just throw it to everyone under different names.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's where like I think Castoplast already has a slightly higher price point. That's Castoplast plastic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, start to separate it.
Right. It's overwhelming.
Because, like, if you're
it's really difficult, though, because if you're...
There's so many brands.
Because if you're Dynamic and Castoplast is the same plastic, but they're making something awesome, what stops you from being like, hey, whatever that is, we want that, too?
Because it's not your decision anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
But, like, yeah.
If you're Toyota, why can't you have, you know, all the stuff that makes a Lexus a Lexus?
Well,
you can. But like it's the market share, because like Toyota's not marketing to people who would buy a Lexus.
Right. It's all about positioning.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about positioning your product where you want to as the top dog. So like,
that's where I feel like right now the brand identities are all mushing.
Right.
When they need to be separated.
That's what I'm saying. I agree. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's too easy for it just to mush together.
Yeah. Well, they have to try it. They have to certainly try it.
If you're gonna mush, just merge.
Because previously. What they're relying on right now with the mergers they've gotten is basically like, we're just going to take Discmania and their fan base and let them operate as they were and just use that Castoplast. We're going to take them, let them operate as they were basically and use that fan base. What probably
Discmania,
should happen.
Discmania wasn't a full acquisition, right?
I think it was just that they announced it was purchased.
I'll Google it.
But in any case, what I think they should do.
Yeah, they're claiming they remain independent with their own strategy. So who knows what that means?
Blah, 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 blah. What they probably should do is be very intentional about where they're positioning brands. Like, Hunter, if I were them, I would make like one a premium brand. I would make one of your... It's like Discmania having like the Active line. I think that's super smart.
I would make that a different brand.
Yeah, I would make one like a more budget brand. And then I would take... Let's say you take brands like Latitude and Westside that kind of mush together. I would like really emphasize different... Like there's different ways you can layer. You can layer in price point and quality, but you can also layer in just artwork style, which already happens to some extent, but you could go even heavier on it.
Let's turn Westside into Gyro.
Well, heck, you could do it. You could do a Gyro brand, but like... Man, they probably should. But you totally could be like, okay, we're going to go with this brand. We're going to go really heavy art, thought space athletics type stuff where like it's going to appeal to them. This brand, we're going to make all super clean, almost classic Innova style where it, like they should take each thing and put it in its own arena so that they can all function alongside each other and serve a purpose instead of just like, yeah, blending together, because that will start to happen. When you're getting all the boxes and they all feel like the same plastic, it's going to be tougher for the branding to stand out.
Well, it's for the last 5 years, we've on our website, we just this year split it out because I realized new players don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it always just said Trilogy. Because to me, when I got into the sport, Team Trilogy, which is a separate entity, right? But they basically a separate entity. Was such a huge thing. Basically, like the Lone Star Ranger team was Team Trilogy, where everyone and their mom was throwing all Trilogy and they were on Team Trilogy.
Yeah.
So to me, Trilogy was just the company.
Yeah.
Like Dynamic, Latitude, Westside, they were just one thing. So if you threw them, you threw Trilogy, period. I didn't know anyone that threw, and I still don't, that throws only dynamic, only latitude, or only west side.
There's no reason to.
No, because you throw all three, because there's all one. Well, now, I feel like if you take that mindset, and then you add in Discmania and Castoplast, that's when things really start getting hairy. Because, like, who's to say they're not going to buy out another company here in the next few years? And then, like, eventually, it's just, super like, it's weird. Not trilogy, it's just, like, quintupletry, whatever.
Right.
And everyone just blends together. And I think it's very important to, like, establish, because in my head, Latitude fits that Innova classy bill.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, make Latitude stamps Innova classy. Dynamic, I think, could be the thought space, you know, more out there stamps. Like, be a little more electric with your stamps, right? Have some fun. And then Westside, I think, could be your experimental brand. Because realistically, not that many people throw Westside. There's not... The molds are solid. I just don't really see that much.
Yeah.
And then Castoplast, I think, is your high-end brand. And Discmania... Discmania is an interesting one because the Innova and Trilogy like never really collided.
Yeah, it's a very weird one.
So like Discmania, I think you try to make everyone forget you own them as much as possible.
That is another strategy. Is you could, I mean, it sounds like they're already trying to with that article, but like you could just be like, okay, Discmania is big enough on its own legs anyways. We just need to kind of like slowly let people forget that we exist.
Well, in my opinion... Look, it's not rocket science, right? If you have someone like Thomas Ekstrom, I think is the main guy at Latitude, I believe is his name. Mm-hmm. He is surely smart enough to figure out how to make C-line plastic, like champion plastic.
Yeah.
You think?
Now, for some reason...
Maybe not with robots.
Now, they probably love... I'm sure Innova uses robots nowadays. They probably like Lucid more than C-line champ, right? Because why else would you choose that if you... You know what I'm saying? You want to put the best product out there, so they like Lucid more.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, Discmania, our goal is it's going to feel nothing like Trilogy plastic. We're going to make it as close to Star and Champion plastic as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, however that works.
I think they're trying.
Well, S-Line, they got a long way to go.
I do C-Line, wonder, like...
C-Line, they, at times, are close. S-Line, I mean, burn the ships and start over. We're not close
like
to Star yet.
The plastic thing is weird because... If you look at like the golf club market, they're changing materials so often, or like trying at least. They did for a while. Now they've kind of like settled in where it's like, okay, we have carbon fiber. It's kind of the best. Then we have this and that. But like the plastic thing is so weird because it's so easy to make new blends and like try different things. If I were a disc golf company, I would be pushing a new blend of plastic every single year because people will buy it. I mean, we're seeing Discraft probably be the leaders of that, at least with their jawbreaker
recently,
stuff.
Yeah.
Especially recently. But it's not that difficult. You'll get people riled up. They'll buy it.
But they're all still so similar.
But
there's so many possibilities.
But like Z Jawbreaker,
I
don't buy plastic at full price ever. Uh-huh. For 5 years, I haven't bought plastic at full price unless I'm buying a stamp for Innova. I went out of my way to buy Z and
ESD
Jawbreaker.
It doesn't even matter
right,
if it's the same. If it turns out similar, people will still buy it.
It has to look different.
No, I'm not saying from a consumer part. I'm saying that, like what you're saying, it's so easy to vary plastics, but for some reason,
they don't
experiment enough because they're all still so similar.
Right. Well
the focus is on molds right now.
If you look at Trilogy, it's like, okay, they came out with the Supreme plastic, and like maybe they're just like super conscious about quality control, but like they've been using the same. This year they've really, like, I think a lot of companies have been getting into it more because they've done like the Lucid Ice Orbit. The Orbit thing kind of started it up a little bit, I think, again. Mm-hmm. But for a while there, everybody was kind of settling in it. And I actually, you know, as I'm saying this, thinking about it, I think Trilogy is kind of taking on this model more this year because they did like the Frost plastic, I'd keep doing that because you're
well, then you get
the name committee is sweating. Yeah. They're like, what are we gonna call this one?
That's what I'm saying, is you gotta lean in of a one,
it's
plastic.
Like an SNL skit.
It doesn't have to be one for all. We come up with Supreme plastic, there is a company that gets this plastic.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you give it to Trilogy, then like Trilogy, if you want to keep operating them as one. But like,
so confusing.
That's the giving them thing. To everything is sucks.
I'm like a pretty knowledgeable guy whenever it comes to discs. I would say I'm above average with disc knowledge, and I still don't know what plastic goes to what
try
company.
To name,
all
let's
stuff
try to name
out.
All the...
Name the see-through plastic of all three companies for Trilogy.
I mean, okay, so Lucid.
Good.
Yeah.
For Dynamic.
Yep.
And then...
Latitudes
is I'm not I've never been good with Latitudes names. I've just never really been interested in Latitude at all.
Like a Claymore, What plastic is the Claymore
latitude
come in?
Latitude and West
Side. West Side's always the hardest for me.
Yeah, I had to be reminded of it last week.
I will admit I've never really been a Trilogy person. This was a bad idea for me to bring this up. I feel like I know.
I'll give you the two options for Latitude. It's Gold or Opto.
Oh, yeah, it's Opto. Duh, Opto okay. The River.
You're wrong, it's not Gold. It's VIP. Yeah,
no, that's West Side. Dum-dum. West Side's VIP.
No, you
tournament.
Said to see through for all three.
No, I said Latitude. I'm giving him two options, Gold or Opto.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about
first. And then West Side's VIP or tournament.
Yeah. Call me a dum-dum. I thought we were still talking about the see through.
I was like, he was so confident. He was just blatantly wrong.
Yeah,
no.
I thought we were talking about the see through.
I was saying, like, Fusion.
No,
is gold
is the one that I forget all the time.
Yeah.
That one. And then the other one that's
now,
really weird.
What if I hit you with Lucid Ice Orbit Chameleon?
That is the best part is they just do
and then
like
you have Fluid, you have well, Frost. I don't know what West Side's version of Frost is.
Supreme and Royal. Supreme is dynamic, right?
Supreme's dynamic. Royal line is Latitude. West Side doesn't have it
they
yet.
Don't have it.
Oh.
You got to retool those molds. That's expensive, man.
They're waiting for it. They're waiting for the new Matty O disc, and they're going to have the same plastic, but they're going to call it something
Pedialyte.
Different.
Pedialyte Heart.
that's such a fun plastic. Because
the baseline ones are classic.
Now we're getting too far.
I'm going to name
yeah, classic a, and prime.
No, prime.
And classic.
Yeah,
both
prime,
baseline.
Classic, retro.
BT.
BT.
Nope, retro and BT are two different companies. No, that's both.
That's
both. What's Latitude?
That's both.
No, no, no. BT is West Side because BT hard harps.
I don't know that Latitude has a
they have to.
Putter that's like pro line, like classic.
They have to. They have to have a name. That's,
see, that's what I'm saying.
We
were
know a lot I have been about selling this. These plastics for 5 years. I don't
that's
know
what,
them.
That's what I'm trying to say is we know a
pull
lot about
chart,
this, and
pull
I,
pull
I can't even get them straight. Like,
pull up the chart. What is? It's like if you have a Sense? No, what's
no.
the Sense plastic?
That's
Royal like, Sense. That's like the new
yeah,
Royal
that's
one.
The new Royal one.
What the heck?
What's a the, Pure? What's a Pure come in? Moonshine Pure.
Oh my moonshine. Gosh. Oh, I feel so stupid right now.
Oh,
and I haven't the one I had in my bag was a
I thought
Pico
the plastic
one.
Was moonshine.
Well, it is, but there's a
oh,
blank.
Medium. They do like medium and
is
they
that
just
all
do medium
is?
Hard and soft. I think that's what they call.
No, it's got to be something else.
Cuz
it's like, not moonshine medium, not, it's moonshine something.
Yeah, you're right.
Zero.
Zero. So it's like zero medium or zero hard.
What does that mean? What is
so they have retro, zero, Opto. Let me just read you all their plastics, okay? Because I have the whole
this
plastic.
This is just Trilogy in general?
No, this is just Latitude.
This is like
just Latitude?
This
okay.
is just Latitude. Okay, buckle up. Opto, Gold, Frost, Opto X, Gold X, Bio Gold, Opto Ice, Gold Ice, Opto Air, Grand, Sense, Opto Moonshine, Retro, Zero Hard, Zero Medium, Zero Soft.
Yeah, because
you
Latitude.
Are kidding.
Grand and Sense.
You
what's
are
the two
kidding
different
me.
Royal plastics for
why
dynamic?
So many
Supreme
Optos?
I think they're both just Supreme, because the Supreme
well,
Judge.
Roll down.
No, this is
yeah,
just
the thing, you make it so overwhelming for people who are newer to the sport. You make it overwhelming for me.
I know, like
I've been playing for like 7 years.
I've never really been caught in a place where I didn't know plastic types until like the last few years.
Yeah, exactly.
And
no,
Trevor's
that,
the
I'm
one pushing them to get more.
Yeah, but I think what I want them to do is make more, but then discontinue other ones because.
So maybe I don't.
Okay,
know
so
what they
Dynamic
should do.
Has all of them together.
I'm kind of questioning everything I said now.
Yeah,
now I feel overwhelmed because Trilogy is. The
they've
exception.
Been doing it.
Trilogy is just the exception lately, man. They've been going hard in the paint.
Origio is West Side's baseline.
Oh my gosh, dude!
Like really baseline, and then you have BT that's like zero and classic.
Yeah.
Origio? And then you have Mega Soft that's like their super softs and Revive Bio Gold Fusion Bio. Biofusion, Elasto Frostline Fluid, VIP Air, Opto Air, Lucid Air, VIP Opto Lucid, Tournament Gold Fusion, Moonshine. I think they're all just Moonshine. There we go. They're all
there
just Moonshine.
Go.
There
all,
we go.
They
come
all agree
on.
That Moonshine was like such a fun way to do a gold plastic.
They don't have their Supreme plastic in here.
Just look up the
Supreme
Judge.
Trilogy is confusing. It's all, a Trilogy has always been a bear that I don't want to poke.
Images. I think it's just called the Supreme Judge. Classic Supreme. So they just stuck with their baseline name.
Yeah.
Stuck.
The Trilogy classic. People are coming after us hard in the comments right now.
That's fine.
You guys.
And they are strong.
You guys are in a cult.
It is. I'm that's how it always felt like whenever I was like growing in disc golf was that people who threw Trilogy were like in a cult.
Well, that's how
nobody just
MVP
had,
felt like that too.
I'm so confused. Because
like few
too.
People had a Trilogy disc in their bag. No, their bag was all
well,
Trilogy.
Let me, here's the thing too. MVP, they at least they have MVP Axiom Streamline, but all three are Neutron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the problem is it's very conflicting because you have this situation where we're like, they need to have individual brands in order for it to make sense. But then it's like, we're so confused that we're like, we need them to have the same.
Well, no, but the problem is trilogy. Because listen, we didn't just talk about Casaplast and Discmania in there because those are so separate in our mind.
Yeah.
You got to keep it that way is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because keep I don't want to be like, so it's Lucid, Opto, C-Line, K1, and VIP.
Yeah.
That's where
that
we're going to get.
That was impressive. Thank I'm impressed.
You. That was impressive.
You got to keep it separate. Because like Trilogy, it's going to take years to separate those from people like me's
decades
mind.
Decades even for me. Yeah.
Maybe even decades.
I think I'll lose my memory before I even
So you have
there.
Two ways
I
to go.
I think Trilogy just gave me dementia.
Trilogy, you can go two ways. You can either, and they need to decide fast.
Now. Give them an ultimatum. Tell them when.
Tomorrow.
By the end of tomorrow. You have 24 hours.
They either have to.
Or else.
They either have to like really split and like, no, these are three separate companies, or just they're all Lucid. They're all classic. I mean, Dynamic's the one I'm most comfortable
You've been
with,
but given your ultimatum.
They're all Latitude, I feel like, is the OG, so they're all Opto. Just like an Opto felon.
I know Latitude's the OG, but in my head, Dynamic was always like the king of the roots.
Dynamic was marketed to the US a lot
heavier.
Well,
let's pick which ones would we like want to keep of the Trilogy Plastics.
Dynamic's the one I know the best.
Yeah, Dynamic, I feel like, is the
Opto sounds cooler than Lucid.
Opto does. Gold also sounds better than Fusion.
Lucid sounds cooler than Opto.
Lucid makes more sense.
Yeah, I like
Lucid. No, Opto, because you can see through it. Optical. We can all agree VIP and Tournament are the worst.
They're terrible.
So West Side's gone. So now we're just between Opto and Lucid, baby.
I like Lucid. I think Lucid sounds cooler.
You would, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Well, let's look up the definition of the name. Lucid.
What does that ever matter,
dude? Lucid probably literally means like see-through.
Innovus is
expressed
star.
Clearly, easy to understand.
Clearly. Clear.
Wow.
Opto definition.
It's like having a lucid dream.
Opto is combining the combined word from optic or vision. So Opto doesn't really mean
it's
anything.
Not a real
it's
word.
Not a real word, which I kind of like more. You don't have to worry
That's
about
cool.
it.
That's cool. They
came up
with
their own word, and it makes sense.
Well, what about
they, though,
Lopto?
Is it a word in Sweden?
What about Lupto?
Good question.
Yeah, it might be a Swedish
what
word.
What Austed?
Nope.
No, that didn't work.
Let's stick with Lupto.
Lupto.
Yeah.
Loopty.
Loopty loop. All right, back to Lone Star. Speaking of confusing plastic, Lone Star, I just want to give a brief update because Lone Star's marketing team did run with the dog thing.
Love that.
They put it on the homepage of their website, made a post about it. Thumbs up, Lone Star.
Good spin.
We heart you.
My man Josh at Lone Star.
Yeah.
Come on, Big Josh.
Great spin. Loved it.
Josh Hoffman.
I also want to see a picture of that dog in a Lone Star beanie. Nope, not beanie. Bandana.
Bandana.
Come on.
Yep.
Let's go, guys.
Next up, you might have seen my tweet about a little rumor action. Off-season rumor.
We're dishing.
Rumor time.
We're dishing. Oh, sorry.
I got a DM over on the Instagram.
Oh, I love it when a story starts like that.
And that's why this is a rumor, because if I trusted this person, and if I knew this person, then it wouldn't be a rumor. It would just be truth.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know this person, so therefore it's a rumor.
Okay.
Because allegedly...
Rumor has
it. Allegedly, someone played with Emerson Keith...
Hunter's throwing himself into the crucible right now again.
Allegedly, someone played with Emerson Keith at a tournament or at a course, whatever. He was on a card with Emerson
Keith. Course Conquest?
And Emerson told him that he has signed with Innova this offseason.
That's crazy.
So Emerson Keith to Innova is the new rumor. Again, only a rumor because I don't know this guy. If I knew the guy, then it's not a rumor because it's from Emerson's mouth.
I don't like it.
It does seem...
Emerson to Innova?
No,
I feel like he's going to play really well there.
I think so. Well, obviously, the discs are better.
He probably grew up throwing it like we all did.
But, like...
He's
our age. At the end of the day, it's just like I feel like he goes in there and just gets like a drop in the bucket, and then Emerson is no more.
I don't know. He's a Pro Tour winner. He's won the OTB Open.
Yeah, you're right. I just feel like it's so easy to blend in at Innova. It's so easy to blend in.
I don't
Discraft.
Think so anymore, really.
Really?
There's not a lot of them left anymore.
True. Innova's,
that is very Innova's true. Big team's either gone or not really playing. Like, Big Germ still plays, but he's not really on lead card. Sexton, same thing.
Calvin and Joel Freeman are kind of their dogs.
Yeah, you have Calvin, you have Joel Freeman, and then you have Evelina Solin and Hannah Blomroos, Haley King. So, like, if Emerson Keith gets out there and does what he's capable of and pops off a little bit, it could be a really good signing.
Innova used to have, like, the bad boy teams, man. They had, like, everybody.
Well, they kept a lot of them.
Boring,
they kept a lot of them, but the problem is they all got old.
Yeah.
So like Big Germ and Sexton, they've moved on to the next parts of their career, which is commentary, where the commentary and content is where those guys shine, and they're doing incredible at it. And then you have Heimberg's in the prime of his career, but you still got Philo on the team.
But now we're going to have Ember Daddy.
I just kind of view Innova as like the place that you go.
That was a deep sigh.
It was a yawn sigh.
I just kind of feel like Innova is the place where like you sign with Innova and then the next spot that you move to is assisted living.
What happened to Paul?
Yeah.
I'm going to place a lot
of NAB.
I got to place a lot of stock in that rumor though, because who would make something like that up? That's way too random.
Yeah, it is random.
Yeah.
Like I played with, like, who's going to make that up?
A liar.
A lot of people could. That's why it's a rumor.
But it's Emerson Keith.
A lot of people could. I did verify this guy is from Texas. At least that much. Texan.
Look at his tournament history.
No, it was his buddy.
No,
it's a rumor. It's
not
a rumor.
Buddy.
Right.
Not a, it's a rumor. It's a rumor.
That's why we have the TMZ hats
stock.
On.
Here's my stock. We're taking it out of that rumor. No, I still believe it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Announcement will probably happen after we finish filming anyways.
Hey, that's why these hats are on.
My head is getting
squeezed. If this hat was on, it's truth. This hat, rumor.
Rumor has it.
For those of you that can't see, then it is they're wearing TMZ hats.
All right,
we're
stepping back into the truth world.
They are taking off the hats.
We're back into truth realm.
They are now wearing their normal hats.
All right. No cap now.
Oh,
well, you guys are wearing a cap. Cutting off my hand with a chainsaw. Nice.
Yep.
You can't say Hunter, we have truth Hunter. Hats on. That just got us demonetized.
Yeah, Hunter's put on a knife.
That actually happened.
All right, sorry for the fan favorite segment, Trevor's Trivia.
What's up, guys? Give me some hype in the chat.
Hype in the chat.
Hype in the chat. Anyways. Actually, give him hype in the chat because there was one mean comment last week.
Really?
One, yeah.
About trivia?
About trivia.
What was the trivia last week?
I don't know. No, it was just saying that he was like,
if you're typing a comment that's
he didn't know
now,
why I called it
mean.
The fan favorite segment because he didn't like it. This one person.
Oh, that's fair.
If you are typing a mean comment, you're mean guy.
Stop it.
You're mean.
Stop it or
I got called mean this weekend.
I don't think
I did.
On Twitter. Are you being mean?
On Twitter. No, it's from the dog thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, you weren't being mean really about that.
He's trying to get everyone to boycott Foundation because I laughed at a dog getting sponsored. My bad.
Dude. That was
That's really right. insensitive to those of us this who game, lost their dogs, Hunter.
This game is called How Old Is That Disc Golfer?
35.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Ba-doom-tsh.
This is perfect timing. We were just talking about this.
I know. It's come up a lot. Here we go. So I've got a list of, let's see, 2, 4, 6.
Hey,
I'm
not very good.
12 disc golfers. I'm going to... You guys will go one after another, so you'll each get 6. See who can win, so you can get the most get within the most years. Now,
is this closest without going over, or just close?
Just closest. The close
to
the article I used was an article from 2021, so I obviously added 2 years, but it's based off of all these players are either this age now or will turn this age before the end of the year.
Okay,
so
love
most
it.
Of them probably are this age, but if not, they're going to turn it. So
I got almost you. Guaranteed that I'm going to get one of these embarrassingly
used,
wrong.
So it should like be factual, but if it's not, it's UltiWorld's fault.
There's a website out there now that you can just, I don't know what it is or else I'd tell you, but you can just look at
age.com.
Well, in theory, this should be accurate.
Yeah, but there's a website
I looked
that,
up a couple of facts.
Made it their goal to like list every player's
it's
age.
It's difficult with some of them.
Let's do it.
All right, who wants to go first?
Connor does.
Oh, okay. I'll go first.
Connor, you have Chris Dickerson.
Chris Dickerson.
He could be 19. He could be 45.
I'm going to go with, not going to overthink it, 32.
I like that. That was a good guess.
He is 28 years old.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
He looks a lot older because of that
beard. The beard. Yeah.
Hunter, you do get the softball, Paul McBeth.
Oh.
Although I had kind of lost track of
him. Hunter knows exactly how old Paul McBeth is.
He should.
I'm doing math, guys.
I lost a little bit of track.
I know how old Paul McBeth is.
I know his birthday's in August. Nope. His birthday's in July.
It is in July.
And he was born in 1989.
Well, it doesn't matter when his birthday is, remember. Because
it does.
No, it doesn't because it, anybody...
Well, for me, it does.
Oh.
I want to get this right. 89, 20 years, 2009.
As long as they turn that age this year, it counts.
So then you have to add 14 more years. He is 34.
He is 33.
Ah!
That's what I was going to say.
He was born in 90. He was born in 90. Thought it was 89.
Because I remember what... Yep.
My bad.
There you go.
My bad, Paul.
Off by
dummy!
Next.
I'm sorry, Hunter. You're not
Big
a dummy.
Con.
Come on.
Matty-o.
Okay, so Chris... I see him and Chris Dickerson being similar. Chris Dickerson was 28. I'm giving Matty-o...
That was a good drone impersonation.
Thank you. 30 years old.
He's got to be older.
He's 36.
Yeah.
Oh, Matty, oh, you dog.
He was on lead card when I was born.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. God, you're right.
I'm disappointed
in you, man. Oh. I didn't know it had to be like a tough that. One,
I can't really say anything because I was given a softball.
Hunter, you got Mason Ford.
See, now that one's hard.
It's a tough one.
20. But say he's probably younger than me. 25.
He's 26.
Okay.
He's wrong.
My age. I guess my age.
Big Con.
I'm two.
Haley King.
Haley King is...
Man, Connor, I feel like Connor's getting a way harder list so far.
I think that she's 23.
I like that guess.
She's 21.
Okay, not Dad a bad gum, guess.
Haley. She's
yeah,
so
younger
tall.
Than I thought. Younger than I thought. Hunter.
You stopped growing at like 18.
Hunter's here. Disc golfer, Katrina Allen.
She's older than I think. 35.
If that's what you think, then she's older than that.
She's the big 4-0.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That I shouldn't have expressed that. I'm sorry. I just had guessed 35.
No. Well, you didn't express anything.
Connor.
Wrong. It should be. It's good that you thought she was younger than.
That's
she
true.
Was.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you're surprised
unblock
by how old
him,
she is.
Him.
That's good.
That's good. That's Thank good. You. Thank you. I was scared for my life.
Connor, you've got Ella Hansen.
92. Get it? That's not
Are
me
you
saying it.
Score?
I was making a
yeah.
joke.
Okay.
Ella Hansen.
This is the fan favorite segment.
You're just really good at it. You're doing it so
I'm
fast.
So quick at math.
Ella Hansen, I'm going to go with 27. I don't know.
She's 27.
Wow, Connor.
That was the hardest one on my list. That one.
I thought she was younger.
I thought
she was
younger as well.
I felt good about that.
One.
That's why I said it.
Wow, very good. Hunter,
we
got to
be close
you
now.
Have, you're, well, we'll see after this one.
Okay.
You have Ezra Aderholt. Just because then you both have gone the same amount.
I have no idea how old Ezra is.
I think he's younger than us. Or younger than me.
Is he?
He's probably close to your age. I'm going to say 25.
He's 26.
Two in a row. Two out of my last three.
He's still winning by four.
Okay.
Okay. Two more each. Connor, okay. You have Greg Barsby. Greg Barsby.
Greg Barsby. You gave it to me. What the heck? Greg Barsby. I think that he is younger than I think he is.
I just love like hearing you guys.
I want to say he's like 55. He gives me 55-year-old energy.
Golly.
But I think that he is much younger than I think. I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to go 43.
That's tough.
He's
43.
He's Brody's age.
Yeah, he's 36.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I remember that now. Because in my head, he looks like a 43-year-old. I have no shame in saying that. He looks like a 43-year-old.
So, I just never like that.
I'm not gonna laugh at you.
In the disc golf world, that is like old.
If I didn't know he was Brody's age, I probably guess. Like 40,
I remember
42.
Now. I knew that I was
in the upper 30s.
I knew we were surprised by something, but I couldn't remember what it was.
All right, Hunter, you got Missy Gannon.
25.
She's 35. You thought she was only 25?
Everybody, get him! Laugh at him!
I was just
laugh
guessing.
At him!
I just threw a guess out there. She seemed young. I thought she was...
Wow, come on, Hunter. 20. Oh, my God.
I guess I would... I thought she was like 26, 27, so I thought it'd be funny if I guessed 25 again, and she was like...
I would not
older.
Have placed her at 35, to be clear. I would have placed her like right around 31, 32.
Had I thought about it, I probably would have went like 29.
It is now a one-point game going into the last.
Thank
point.
You, Hunter.
That was crazy, dude.
That.
25.
I just yelled
she's
so
the youngest,
much. My
she's the youngest
hurts.
35-year-old I've ever seen.
Dude, Hunter just thinks the best of everybody.
You think
good.
Missy Gannon looks 35?
No. I said I would have placed 35. Her at 31, 32.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. Anyways,
I do stand by Greg Barsby's 43 years old.
Hunter perceives women as much younger than they are.
That's great.
That's great
for
him.
That's a good trait. Weird thing to bring up, but
yeah,
Connor, James Conrad. This is your last one.
James Conrad.
James Conrad.
James Conrad is.
This is big.
Come here, James.
what?
I think that James Conrad. Holy mess. I'm going to say that he is 29.
You know what's funny is that's exactly what I would have guessed. I was thinking about it in my head and I was like, what would I guess James at? And I was thinking 29. He's 33.
Pretty close.
Older than I would have thought. Yeah. Okay.
I was so I got to be within five of this one.
If you're within five, if you get five, you tie.
Yeah.
So your last one is Emerson Keith. I think you can probably get within five.
Maybe. I hope.
Oh, he's kind of deceptive.
26.
He's 25.
Dang it. The one time I don't guess 25.
You win. I will say Connor had a pretty tough draw there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really like, that's Ella okay. Hansen
hey, I did decent. I did a decent job.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good job.
All right. We're going to do a quick little college disc golf check-in.
Oh, ooh, come on.
He's young.
College disc golf has kicked off.
And party of the dorms.
So we're going to start with the Bobcats. We're just going to look at the like men and women's power rankings. Because I don't really know what else to do for the check-in. But the season's underway. Cincinnati holds on to their number one spot. Oklahoma Christian moved up 29 spots to number two. Overrated? You tell me. number three. Normally when I see someone move up 29 spots, I immediately go, that's a fraud rating.
Or
but that
maybe
could
they
just
were
be,
all, like, just like people forgot about them.
That could just be my like fake... College disc golf rankings used to be so fake that you couldn't trust a word they said.
I'm guessing they just won an invitational with like half those teams there. I'm guessing that's what happened to move them up like that.
Maybe.
They must have.
Well, the tough part is like Liberty hasn't played. No, they played one and they're down seven. Yeah. Oklahoma Christian second. Illinois State third. Northern Arizona, I think is the thing, ninth.
I love these schools.
NC Charlotte moved up 37 spots to fifth.
Oh, wow.
Colorado State moved up 27 spots to sixth.
Dude, no.
Ferris State moved up 25 spots to 7th.
Wisconsin
Platteville up 58 spots to 8th.
How are they all moving up so
it's
much?
It's because they hadn't played yet.
A lot of teams haven't played.
Okay. So they're all just getting launched into the
Well, like,
standings.
For instance, Emporia State's dropped 15 spots to 17th.
Dang.
They're a top five team.
They have to be.
Okay.
They almost won the national title.
Man. Yeah. They just haven't played, I would imagine.
Dude, never forget that.
Clemson is in ninth, and then rounding out the top 10 is North Texas.
North Texas, baby, the mean green machine.
Here's the thing is like you can't really look at this and see if it passes the eye test because all it takes in college disc golf is like two really strong players, and you are a top 10 team.
We know about it.
So like Oklahoma Christian, they could be the number two team in the country.
We know about the OHIO. We know about them.
OH.
They're in 11th. Ohio State is.
Yep.
Top 20 women's team. We'll go over the top 10.
Dynasty.
Missouri, which they did just lose, I believe, one of their top
Alexis,
two. I think Alexis, she actually works for college disc golf now, I think.
How about
it? So it'll be interesting if they can hold on. Oklahoma Christian, new dynasty, it seems. They're also number two on the women's
What is Oklahoma
side.
Christian building out there in Oklahoma?
Something. Liberty, number three. Brigham Young, BYU, number four.
They have the national champ.
I don't know if she graduated. UNC Charlotte also building a dynasty. Number five, Milligan. Coach Tim Barr over there, number six. Bowling Greens in number seven. Southern Arkansas, number eight. Oklahoma State, number nine. And Great Lakes Christian, new to the rankings. D-Glo? New team to 10.
D-Glo University?
Sounds like it. Then the individual. Now, I wanted to highlight the individual rankings mainly because Cincinnati got stronger. The new number one ranked player in the world for college disc golf. Is a freshman, I believe, Ilkin Groh at Cincinnati.
He's disgusting.
Wow.
So Cincinnati, number
That's
one.
That's helpful. They got many years with him.
Then you also have Eli Swanson, number two.
He's a one and done.
Benji Zorn for Ferris has moved up seven spots to number three. You have two new additions, Frank Smith and Travis Willis, number four and five. Tanner Young, last year's individual and team champion from Cincinnati, is number six. Cincinnati's going to be tough to beat. Then you have Hatcher Mason, number seven in the world, Jackson Holland, Marcus Cathy, Benjamin Wagner rounded out. Main reason I wanted to bring this up, though, was Ilkin Groh, number one. And number two, they're snubbing our boy Clayton Lewis. They put him
on,
number
Clay
18
dog.
In the world.
That's ridiculous.
Clay number dog. 18. He's a top five player.
And he is, nope, continue.
He's a top five player. He's a top five player. So just give him time. You'll understand.
I think it's because he doesn't have a marketable nickname. Let's think of one.
Clay Dog.
The Clay Dog. I was going
to
go straight to Clay
Dog. I'm trying
to
think of someone with darts.
Oh.
Oh.
Clay Dart.
What's that famous dart thrower? Michael Van Gerwen?
Michael Van Clayton.
Michael Van Clayton.
Clayton Van Der Gwen.
Let's just search best dart thrower of all time.
It's Michael Van Gerwen, dude. I'm not even kidding. Well, I don't know about all time, but he's like the guy.
Michael Van Gerwen.
Yeah. Dang. Michael Van Gerwen.
So I think we go Michael Van Clayton.
Michael Van Clayton.
Everybody will get it. It's marketable. I love it. The youngsters know it.
Michael Van Clayton. That's so funny. Oh my god!
All right, he's like the Michael Van Gerwen of disc golf.
10
dude.
Million likes on this podcast episode, and we'll make a Michael Van Clayton disc.
And then women top five, we have Taylee Rowley, who won last year. She is
be
back.
Clayton throwing that.
Oh, I lied. Alexis Kerman is number two in the country, so she must be back too. And then Lily Marr from Michigan
is
number
that conflict
three.
Of interest? Is she working for college disc golf?
Who knows? You still got to play. CeCe, who's on Team Atlas, actually, is number four, Wisconsin. And then Hope Brown rounds out number five, Alabama.
Cool.
Little college disc golf check-in.
That was fun.
We had nothing else to talk about, so we just kind of threw the rankings in there. But if there's tournaments that are going on, we'll probably try to cover those here and there. Which I think there was some tournaments going on. I should have covered them. So.
Oh, do we have something to talk about? Do you mind if I do a segment?
Let me clarify one thing, and then I'll throw it to Connor.
Okay,
Connor's
all right,
segment.
Good.
Yeah, we do have Connor.
We just launched the Foundation Creator Academy on Friday. Really well-received on Instagram, not so well-received on Twitter. I just wanted to clarify one thing that apparently people who didn't like this couldn't listen to. It's free, so you don't have to worry about... The main thing that was pushed back on Twitter was people were expecting it to... calling it a cash grab and all
this
stuff.
They're called a bunch of scammers. It's free,
it's
guys.
Free. So... Basically, we've had hundreds of people apply so far. We're going to only accept probably like 20 to 30 because we want it to be like a tight-knit community. And then, you know...
We're actually never going to be nice again.
No, we'll be nice to them, though. The 30 that get accepted. Yeah. But we're going to accept like 20 or 30 into it. They'll get into the Discord. And then over the course of the next year, every month, we'll have creators come in, give like a 30 to 60-minute basically breakout session on whatever topic. We'll talk through, you know, what we're learning, some books, what has helped us get to where we're at, what we've seen other people get to where they're at, have people come in and message in the Discord. And then it's just a community where everyone can bounce ideas off of each other, the like 30 creators that are trying to get better. So we're super excited about it. But apparently some people on Twitter were not too excited about it. So I just wanted to clarify that it's free. So that at least, because all the haters listen
like
to this podcast,
State Farm
obviously.
Commercial where he's like, well, she's a guy, so like the Jake from State Farm, the original one, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
It's like, how could you be charging it? Like, well, it's free, so.
Yeah, I was just constantly responding to comments all the weekend. I was like, people were just like, well, anyone who pays money for this deserves to be grifted. I was like, I agree, because it's free, so they wouldn't be paying money to us.
Who are they paying?
So whoever they're paying, they do deserve to be grifted.
New segment.
New segment.
It's time for Connor's Fun Fact of the Day.
This is very loud in my ears.
Welcome to Fun Facts with Connor's Fun Fact of the Day, brought to you by Break 86, brought to you by Harbor Freight.
Dude, the Harbor Freight. Have you thought of that yet?
That's hilarious, Hunter.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so today's fun fact.
Just popped in and did a fun fact.
Today's fun fact, we have a Instagram post by a certain professional disc golfer.
Okay.
This fun fact is that there is a professional disc golfer that is near and dear to many people's hearts who gave up on at least the social aspect of one of his dreams and aspirations. And I just gave away that it's a man, and that's okay. That's now part of it.
Is it a trivia question?
Is this a trivia question or a fun fact?
This is a fun fact.
Okay.
So this person in 2016 posted a picture on their Instagram of a drawing. Beautiful drawing. It's gorgeous. And a moving caption with it that says, "This is the most patient I've ever been with a drawing. Drawing is teaching me how impatient I am. I'm determined to better my art skills. I feel like this is a good start." And it was a start and an end, because in all of these years of being very active on social media, no drawing has ever been posted since then.
Is that me?
No.
Oh.
So, as part of this fun fact, I will now give you the opportunity to each have one guess as to who you think it might be.
I just guessed it was me.
Well, you can have another one.
Simon Lazat.
No.
Ricky Wysocki.
No. This player is Eagle McMahon.
Hunter, oh, that makes sense.
Hunter, I'm surprised you don't know it, because
it
this post
Polioli?
Is liked by Hunter Thomas FDG.
Hunter be liking stuff.
Well, Eagle did.
So what's the fun
a,
fact?
I just that he gave up on his art dreams.
Okay. Yeah. That Eagle McMahon was an artist that gave up on his dreams.
I just
my fun facts will be very loose.
That was that was my freshman year of art school. So I just assumed I posted a picture of
that's
something
funny.
I drawn, and I was like, yeah, I never posted
I feel like
picture
that
again.
Sticks out to me. What was the picture of?
It was like a Japanese like style drawing of
good?
Like waves. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
I feel like I remember that.
It's
that's
very
funny.
Cool. So come on, Eagle. Share with us. What are your drawings like now? Do you still draw? Tell us about it. It was a good start, but where did it go?
Watch, like, this whole time he's had a separate Instagram page.
Called, like, Eagle Draws.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be dope, Jabroni.
All right, it's time for another segment of favorites of fans. Disc golf in the bag. Trevor won last week. Basically, what we do here is we build our bag based on the topic of four quote-unquote discs that are responding to that topic. You'll understand it when we start going.
I came up with 10.
This one is disc golf-themed sport team names.
Really funny that I went off on this one.
Trevor, you can decide the order.
Sports.
I would like to go... I would like to go first.
Okay, who's going second?
And I would like Connor to go second and Hunter to go third.
All okay. right, hit him with it.
I'm going to start out with the Buffalo Black Aces.
Nice, that's good.
Con?
Mine is Miami ESP Heat.
Oh, so you made puns.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's disc golf. I like that.
The ESP Heat.
Okay, I have two here. I'm going to take the Frisco Firebirds first.
Fun.
Firebirds is a great name. Used to play, the hockey team used to play growing up was the Lancaster Firebirds.
And then I'm going to go with my second one here. Man, I have to decide. I'm going to go with the Detroit Destroyers.
Knights.
Why Detroit? Just the alliteration.
The alliteration. All I cared about was alliteration.
Same.
Okay. My next one is the Dallas Crush Boys.
That's a great one. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. See, that wasn't just like an obvious pun. That was like you worked for that one.
Trevor?
That's a great
one. I worked for it.
That's very good. Okay, I got two. I'm going to go with the Charleston Chainbangers.
Nice.
And I'm also going to take the Hershey Heiser Bombs.
Nice. I'm just reading some. My next one is going to be, I have to make sure I say this right. Man Chain Star United.
Oh my gosh. That's so good. Oh my gosh. That's
very difficult
so,
to say.
That is so good.
That's funny.
Dude, Connor, you killed it on this
I'm going to have a lot of honorable mentions if that's okay.
Man Chain Star United. Dang it, Connor. That's so good.
I've got my last two.
You can't
two.
Make the prompts as open ended.
No, they're great. It's more fun.
Oh my heavens, dude. That's amazing.
I'm going with the Green Bay Gyronauts next.
I like that.
That's good.
And then my last one, I have to use this one. Some people might not get it, but it's okay. The Michigan Pencil Whippers.
Oh. That's an funny. Inside joke there.
That's really funny.
Not really inside.
Oh, there's an inside joke there.
Is it really inside? I mean, it's national news.
What are you talking about? Wait, what are you talking about?
Pencil whipping's cheating, Michigan. Yeah. Michigan Pencil Whippers?
I was going a slightly different route. I was thinking MVP Pencil Whipper.
Ah, that's a whole different
route.
See
how route. I got there?
I was just going with what everyone would get.
I actually understood what you were saying, Hunter.
Michigan Pencil Whippers, Michigan cheaters.
Yeah, as an Ohio State fan, I too remember whenever that state up north cheated.
Here's what I will say. If you're truly an Ohio
State
fan.
You like how I didn't say the word Michigan because they don't do that.
Yeah. If you're truly an Ohio Very State good. Fan, you should be terrified because Michigan, I think, is going to go on a tear and win the national championship.
My wife's boss told me that story.
This is just fuel to the fire, I think.
All right, here we go. My last one.
Dominated Penn State this weekend.
So I have one more, correct?
Yep, there's your last one.
Yes.
I probably have a lot better than this, but I'm freaking out over which one I should choose, so I'm just going to go with this one. The Los Angeles grip locked my disc into a Lakers.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Would you all cast that, Lakers for me?
That is funny.
Thank you.
Connor, dude, very good.
Thanks, man.
I didn't even think to go that route. That was a smart way to do it.
Did you all caps Lakers?
I did.
It helps with the delivery, I feel like.
Trevor?
My last one, I'll take the Jacksonville Jump Putts.
Nice.
It doesn't matter, though, because if you don't vote for Connors, you're a crime.
Can I give my honorable mentions?
Go for it.
All right. The New Orleans Saint Pros.
Oh my gosh, that's just so funny.
Alabama, forehand roller tide.
He came up with these in like 10 minutes. I watched it happen.
The San Francisco four turn nine faders.
You should have used that one.
This is the best I've ever heard for anything on the show.
The New York Nick Dutree.
Oh my gosh.
New York Yankees.
Just
New York Yankees, yeah. And then Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh my gosh, good. Dude.
The only ones I didn't use.
I wish I would have thought to go that line. I don't think I would have.
Well,
what was it? The four turn nine faders?
Yeah. I had the thought of like just doing like what you did for the last, whichever one you just left alone. Like the Chargers.
Yeah.
The Heat. But I was like, I don't know. I feel like.
No, the Heat one did not get me excited, but every single one after that where you.
Well, but he didn't at least put ESP in there.
That made it exciting.
The only ones I didn't use, the only one I liked of the ones I didn't use was the Anaheim Anheisers. I like that one.
I looked up most popular sports teams.
I say that it's all about
on an
what,
article, and then I scrolled and I let my mind run amok.
It's all about what angle you took, and you took the better one, which was going from the sports teams and turning them because that's way more relatable.
That was fun.
That's
for
so
me.
Funny.
This all came from the Frisco Firebirds came to my mind as a really cool sports team name. I was like, oh, it's just do disc golf themed sports teams.
That is a really cool
name. I like
name.
How these all start with Hunter having some weird thought or like misspeaking. I frothed my milk.
Yeah. Hey, it leads us down a fun path.
And he always texts us at like 9 o'clock at night.
Well, that's when I was Sunday planning night. That's when I was planning group.
I know, it's just funny. Like I get this text, it's like tomorrow's subject. You're like, what's this?
I like whenever I wake up to it. I wake up and the first thing I see on my phone is whatever the subject is for in the back.
That's great. It produced brilliance.
All right, well you can vote.
You better vote for Connor.
You can vote over on our Instagram or on our Twitter. And then whoever wins gets to decide next week. That's it. That's it for Grip Block this week.
Cool. Love you guys so much.
We'll talk to you again. Yeah. Same time, same place next week.
We need to get a lottery ball machine like they do on PMT. That's just so much fun. After every podcast episode, they ask for everybody to give numbers out, and then they just have a ping pong ball lottery machine, and they see if one of them gets it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
But we don't want to copy part of my take.
We'll do something different.
With anything.
Yeah, we never would copy that. No. Like that whole segment. That's it.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.